This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Just when it seemed like we'd put this in the past, today we're forced to ask the question again. Are prices going to start rising? While the changing of the guard in the White House can often bring economic uncertainty, many experts agree that the Trump administration and its economic policies may cause a rise in prices. Trump has pushed for an increase in tariffs on some of the nation's largest trade partners. While a pause has been issued on 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, a 10% tariff has been placed on China. And on top of that, Trump has called for reciprocal tariffs on all other nations, which has re-sparked fears over rising prices. But what other factors are driving up costs? Last month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in its Consumer Price Index that inflation rose by 3% in January, up from 2.9% in December, and the 3.5-month low of 2.4% in September. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have realized this already, but among the items to increase are groceries. They've risen 1.9% year over year, and also gasoline, which is up 1.8% month over month. To remind everybody, inflation was up 7.5% in January 2022, and that rise in prices is still being felt by American consumers. This latest rise in prices comes as Americans are already being crippled by household debt. According to the latest report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, America's collective household debt has hit a new record high of more than $18 trillion. It increased $93 billion in just the last 3 months of last year. This household debt that we're talking about factors in mortgages, student loans, auto loans, and credit card debt, which by itself has also hit a record high of $1.2 trillion. Now that a lot of people are even more stressed out about financial issues than they were before, many are looking for who to blame for this latest case in rising prices. Caleb Silver from Investopedia offered his thoughts on the situation.
What's behind this?
Yeah, surge in prices and all the things that we pay for on a monthly basis, food, shelter, and our utilities. And we also know that January is kind of the repricing month every year where retailers and businesses ratchet up their prices a little bit. So we got that going for us or against us, as you might look at it. And it's just sticky right now. Inflation is not, you know, the rate is actually increasing over the past several months, not decreasing. And that's a concern for the Federal Reserve. Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying about it, saying no hurry to lower rates. We still have sticky high inflation here.
Yeah, he said no hurry to cut interest rates right now. But could we see it go the other way again?
Yeah, you could, but I believe that would be a pretty intense battle up there on Capitol Hill with the president and the Federal Reserve, with the president wanting lower interest rates now. President Trump saying interest rates should be lower with all these tariffs I'm putting out there. We're going to need to give some relief, but I don't see that happening as long as the Fed maintains its independence. And the Fed chair asked about that yesterday on Capitol Hill as well, saying he has had no contact yet with the White House, but we do know the Trump administration favors lower rates. But right now, inflation's too high and the economy's kind of running along at a pretty good clip, except for that. So the Fed intending to hold pat.
When does the Fed meet again and could possibly take some action on this?
Yeah, the Fed meets again in March in about 31 days and 5 hours and 25 minutes. We'll get the report from them, but they're probably not going to do anything between now and then. But it all depends on tariffs. And that's what Fed Chair Jay Powell was saying yesterday as well. We don't know the impact of these tariffs yet on the economy, what we're going to have to do to adjust monetary policy if prices rise, spike in certain areas. Look, we've got tariffs, 25% on steel and aluminum. The Trump administration announcing reciprocal tariffs against countries that tariff us going into effect this week. So there is a lot of uncertainty out there, and that's why it's hard to put your finger on where monetary policy is going to be going forward. So I would just expect rates to kind of stay where they are, inflation to stay sticky high, prices are just going to keep rising in the near term.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Compound rising prices with a situation like the ongoing avian flu, which has decimated flocks of chickens across the country, and prices for everyday staples like eggs are once again forcing Americans to dig deeper into their wallets and sigh heavily at the grocery store. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said that the average cost of a dozen grade A large eggs was nearly $5 in January, up 15% from December, and even up from the previous egg price peak of $4.82 per dozen in January of 2023. With this recent rise in prices, Americans are searching for alternatives to buying from the store, including in New York, where some have started renting chickens. ABC's Jim Ryan joined Odyssey to share more on the latest development.
It's something that we actually talked about yesterday on the air. Rent a chicken.
Yeah, and it's been around for some time, Susan, but just now is really catching traction because egg prices are so high and there are egg limits in place. I was at the store the other day. I thought I'd check egg prices, and it said the limit, one dozen per person per day, but they were all sold out. So it's not necessarily, I mean, if you can find them, you're going to pay a lot. I think the average now is just under $5 per dozen nationally, and in some places it's much higher than that. So people are turning to these chicken rental services. There are locations all over the country. 48 states, I think, have a rent-a-chicken sort of operation going. So you pay about $500 for 6 months. They bring out the coop. They bring out two or four hens. They have to have more than one because they're flock animals, and they start laying eggs. You can come up with those two hens, something like 250 eggs over that 6 month period. So it's still going to be more expensive than the eggs you're buying now, but at least you know that they're going to be there.
If you're facing a shortage, all right, I can see, because we were doing the math yesterday, Jim, mm-hmm. and I said, all right, so this is twice as expensive as the expensive eggs right now. It's as a money saving measure, doesn't really add up.
It does if you decide, okay, I like raising chickens. I'm going to go ahead and keep this thing, and they'll say fine. And you keep the coop, and you didn't pay the $500 again. It's just a matter of paying the maintenance on the chickens, buying chicken feed. And then the price drops to about a dollar a dozen. I started looking around, Brian. I thought, I wonder if they have this kind of thing in the Buffalo area. And I found this Operation Buffalo Freddy Enterprises. This is mechanical chicken wings that he rents for parties. Instead of mechanical bull, these are mechanical chicken wings that you ride on. Don't call him if you're trying to rent chickens to lay eggs.
As we focus on the economic world, we would be remiss not to touch on the 2025 tax season and potential delays that may cause refund checks to show up late. Worries around delays and refund checks being cut stem from the Internal Revenue Service's plans to lay off thousands of probationary employees. That's the DOGE plan from Elon Musk that applies to several other federal agencies as well. When it comes to the IRS, suddenly losing workers during tax season could bring a delay in refund checks, and that could result in even more economic pressure on Americans. In fact, a report from Credit Karma found that 37% of taxpayers rely on their refunds just to get by. To share more on this added pressure during tax season, Robert Birch, professor of economics and law and director of UC Berkeley's Birch Center on Tax Policy and Public Finance, joined Odyssey.
So this is because of President Trump's push to decrease the size of the federal workforce. But how is firing so many employees going to affect the IRS?
That's a very good question. And we don't know other than that they're being probationary, we don't know what they work on. It's possible, you know, there are people who work on processing returns. There are people who work on helplines, talking to individuals who are trying to file their taxes or who have some issue with their tax filing. And then there are auditors. And, of course, a lot of the complaints from President Trump and people around him in recent years have been about the auditing process. However the staffing is cut, it's going to affect the performance of the IRS, either in terms of the speed with which returns are processed or the ability of taxpayers to get through to people to help them, or in the auditing of tax returns, which was a big initiative during the Biden administration.
I know they're talking mostly about probationary employees. What does that mean under the federal government?
That just means people who haven't been working there for very long.
And how do you see this as a shift in priorities for the IRS?
Well, the IRS has been subject of a lot of political debate over the last several years, with Democrats during the Biden administration pushing through legislation to increase funding and staffing of the IRS, and Republicans, particularly President Trump, complaining about the IRS, saying that they're intrusive and getting into people's lives too much and wanting to cut back on their activity. It's bound to be the case that if there are fewer people working for the IRS, the performance of the agency is going to be worse. It's not to say that they couldn't be made to run more efficiently, but simply laying off employees without any kind of reform plan is not going to accomplish that.
So in light of these potential layoffs, what should taxpayers be most mindful of when filing this season?
Don't make any mistakes.
And file early, I take it.
I think so. It's always the case that if you file early, your returns it's going to be processed faster because the crush isn't so great. If people who file on April 15th, when everybody else is filing, even in normal years, it's going to take longer for the return to be processed.
President Donald Trump swept into office a second time by convincing Americans, among other things, that he's the best fit to fix our economy. In an interview this weekend with CBS News, Kevin Hassett, Trump's chief economic advisor and the director of the National Economic Council, said the president is planning to address inflation through a series of tax cuts, reductions in government spending, increased energy production, deregulation, and other policies. But in Trump's first month in office, Americans haven't yet seen the relief that he promised would come instantly. In fact, Trump's story has been amended since he regained the seat behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. While discussing his tariff plan earlier this month, the president said that things might get worse before they get better. Then he echoed that warning in a post to Truth Social.
While he said that this will be the golden age of America, Trump also wrote that there might be some, quote, pain. Still, he thinks that it will make America great again, and that it will be worth the price that must be paid. So we'll just have to wait and see what the voters think. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.